Amen.
Let's turn today. God wants to just talk with us this morning. Amen. Let us turn today to Genesis chapter 2. The book of Genesis chapter 2. Amen. We praise God on today. Bless God every day. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18. Amen. It says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray this morning. Lord, we bless you for your word. We thank you now, God, that by your Spirit you shall give us revelation. You shall give us instruction. You shall give us direction for our lives. Father, you said that whoever would hunger and thirst after righteousness, you said, God, that they shall be filled. And so, Father, we come hungry for you, God, and for your word, hungry for revelation, hungry, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And, Father, we believe that we shall be filled with all that we desire. God, open our eyes that we may see, God, more clearly. Increase our faith, dear God, by your word. And, Father, strengthen us by your Spirit, which leads us and guides us in all truth. Father, we thank you now for your word that light up our path and shows us the way we should live. Father, be it unto us today according to your most holy word. Father, give me strength now as I purpose to do your will, to share your heart and your mind, your thoughts with your people. And Father, I just bless you for the supreme privilege to stand here, counting it an honor, God, and giving you the praise for it. Devil, we bind you now. Every hindering spirit, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus Christ. As we resist you, you must flee, because this is holy ground, and we are the holy people of God, ready to receive this holy word. So, Father, we bless you, and we thank you now as the word goes forward, that our lives shall be changed. In Jesus' great name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Right? Today's title, if you will. Amen. Today's title is The New Normal. Amen. The New Normal. Amen. And God just wants to talk to us today. I don't believe he'll keep us long, but It's up to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God wants to talk to us today about the new normal. Today is September 11th, 2011. And in this country and in other parts of the world, many people are remembering September 11th and what took place. The terrorist attacks here in the United States. Many times people try to sugarcoat things and the events. No, it was a terrorist attack, amen. It was evil personified, amen. It was an attack on this country, and even if you survived and you didn't have any loved ones who were affected by it, it was an attack on you, amen. Because you are an American, whether you're a proud one or somewhere less than proud or somewhere in between, you're still an American, amen. And that attack was on America and Americans. Amen. And many people are remembering today. Amen. There's a lot of reflections going on this weekend and especially on today, which is the 10th anniversary of that tragedy. And rightly so. Amen. And so there's some reflection going on. And God just wants to talk to us a little bit about that. Amen. Because it's not something that we should go lightly past, because there's lessons to be learned from that. Amen. There's lessons to be learned. I just want to focus a little bit on scripture text before we go forward, though, and deal with this subject of the new normal. You see here, God in the creation, amen, He created Adam, formed him out of the dust of the ground. And I love what the Bible says. It then says He breathed into his nostrils.
Yes.
So when God formed man, He breathed into. How many of you know that your breath is the essence of you? Amen.
Yes.
That's you. Because if you have no breath, you have no you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have no breath, you need to wake up. If you have no breath, you have no you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And so when He breathed into man, He was breathing into man His essence, amen?
Yes.
As much as man could stand, because man can't take on all of God, amen?
Amen.
But there is, when God says, I'm creating you in image and likeness, amen? You know, part of that took place through the breathing in of God's Spirit. He made man a living being as he breathed into him. But then he took the man, amen, and he looked and he said, it's not good that the man should be alone.
Right.
Amen. He said, I gotta make somebody who's suitable for him. But then he brought him all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing, amen. He brought him all the animals. Right after saying, He said, I got to make somebody suitable for him. And the next thing you know, God's forming all these animals and bring them to Adam and say, Adam, name these. Because, see, you got to understand something. See, he brought all the animals and Adam named all these animals.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then after he named them, the scripture says that God said, well, those are the names.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't change the names. He didn't make them into something different, because what he was saying was, what you've done in naming them is precisely right. That's how close Adam and the Father were.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That Adam named them and God said, they're going to stay. He said, no, Adam, I think you missed that one. We need to call him something else.
Yeah.
But there was something more than just that exercise going on.
Mm-hmm.
The other part that was going on was this. That he was allowing Adam to understand what was to come. Because
mm-hmm.
God's plan was, as he said, I'm going to make a help that's meet for him, suitable for him. And then he gave him some animals. And he allowed Adam, in seeing all these animals and naming all these animals, to understand something. They're not what I need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God will let you go through some stuff and experience some stuff so you can understand what's to come.
Yeah.
Because now when he brings the woman to him, Adam said, now we're talking. Amen. You see what he said? You see what he said in verse 23? He said, this now is on. He said, now we're talking. This is, well, that elephant, that giraffe, those owls, all of them, they're nice. But that day, I didn't need no this. But God got to bring you through some things sometimes so that you can understand better what he's going to give you later. Amen? And there are some things you have to go through that you say, I don't want this, I don't like this, this is not quite it. Because it's helping sharpen and define for you what it is that you truly desire, so that when God brings it to you, you can embrace it as a gift from God.
Yes.
Amen? But I want you to know that God and Adam were on the same page. There was nothing between them. There was no sin between them. There was no wedge between them. There was no wall erected between them. There was nothing between them. Be careful. Amen. There was nothing between them.
Amen.
I wouldn't sit that way. Amen. Be careful. There was nothing between them.
Amen.
And then he made the woman. And the woman and Adam were in such perfect relationship with God. So much so that the Bible says that they stood before God and before each other naked, but not ashamed. They had no shame. Why? Because their relationship on all points was perfect. Amen. I want you to know that from the very beginning, that's how God created it to be. That is what we can look at and say, that's normal. Amen? That's God's plan. That's the way it was supposed to be. But when sin entered the world, then abnormal came. Amen? And then we started doing things like making fig leaves and hiding and lying and stealing and cursing and being disrespectful and all those things. Amen.
Yeah.
Murdering and killing and coveting. Why? Those things are all abnormal results of sin.
Yes.
But God's original plan was a perfect relationship between himself and man. Amen?
Amen.
We think about that today because this is the anniversary of 9/11. 10 years, amen? And many people are remembering and reflecting on some things, and they should, amen? They should. Because the attacks on this country, and we often say on the Twin Towers, but remember, there was also an attack on the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. There was also a planned attack on the Capitol, amen, that was frustrated, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a national tragedy, amen.
Amen.
I mean, it probably was among the worst things that happened to this country in the history of this country, especially in the last century, amen. And part of the reason was because it took place right on our shores.
Yeah.
And it caused terrible sadness, terrible sorrow.
Yeah.
Thousands of innocent people lost their lives. Men and women who were just going to work like you do every day.
Yeah.
Going to school just like you and I do every day.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
It was a senselessly cruel act. Think about it. What kind of a mind says, I'm going to take an airliner and fly it into a skyscraper? That's evil, amen?
Yeah. Amen.
That's evil. It was a cruel, senseless act, and it was played out on our shores, and it was played out on television all across the world. Amen?
Amen.
And many people, even though it's 10 years later, many people can recall exactly where they were.
Yes.
Amen? You ask people today, where were you when the Twin Towers were attacked and the other attacks were going on? And many people can tell you down to the letter where they were,
yeah,
what they were doing, what they did after all of these terrible events began to unfold. It is something that we could never, should never, and will never forget.
Yes.
But see, here's the thing. See, as we recall these things, this recollection of these events some 10 years later, and make sure that we recall all these events and we know that we're not going to forget them, but it's more than just remembering where we were and what we went through. Because I believe that the purpose of remembering is to now put into context and to focus. You remember where you were so that you can have a better understanding of where you are and where you're going.
Yes.
You don't just remember for remembering's sake. Amen?
Amen.
There's a purpose to the remembering. And even though we can recall the past and we can recall exactly where we were, it's a truth from God, amen, that you and I can't live in the past.
Yeah.
Amen? We can't go back there and live and change things and make them different. So our remembering of them has to have a different purpose.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to reflect. Yes, we're going to remember, but to what end? And I believe that one of the things that we should do as we remember and as we reflect is to then say, that happened then. Where am I now? And where am I going in the future? Because it's not about the past, amen. Because whether you like it or not, time moves on. Amen. Time moves on. And if time is moving on, you better move along too. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself out of place, out of season, because you're going to be out of time. You're in the wrong place, amen?
Yes.
Time has moved on. So we don't want to forget the past, no. But we got to make sure we live in the present and that we are planning and securing our future.
Amen.
So I think that's where we remember some things. It could be helpful. Now, one of the things I remember about 9/11 was that after 9/11, there were a lot of people who were looking for help and for strength and for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. And because of that, churches, I don't care what denomination, were packed.
Yep.
People were running the church. Amen?
Yep.
In the aftermath of 9/11. People were saying freely, God, all over television. Politicians, all of a sudden, there was no separation of church and state now.
Mm-hmm.
God bless us all. We need you to start praying. Mm-hmm. Everybody, from the president to the mayor, everyone talking about, we need to pray. People who used to walk around talking about the might of men and politics and all of that, now they were looking unto an invisible God for help. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I remember, people were going to church, man, and talking about God. There were more references to God during that time looking to God for help, looking to God for comfort, looking to God for strength and for peace than probably has ever been in a long, long time in this country.
Amen.
But that so often happens with the passage of time, some of that urgency, some of that passion, ever so slowly went away, and things returned to normal.
Mm.
Amen? But it was a new normal. Right? Because now, you want to take an airline flight, it was a whole new set of rules. Right? It was a whole new set of rules. No more water. You better drink that water before you get to security. No liquids. Pack downs everywhere. Limit on how many bags you can take on board. Amen. It was a new norm, right? Think about it. Amen. Before you freely walked into any office building in the country, now security's at every desk. You got to announce your arrival. Amen. There's some offices now that don't do that. They're out of step with the rest of society.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You travel by train, plane, automobile. There's some new rules in effect. Amen.
Yeah.
There was a new normal. Amen. I remember personally, amen, 9/11 was the event that led me to get a cell phone.
Amen.
I didn't have a cell phone before 9/11. And watch this. I wasn't alone.
Nope.
I knew a lot of people who didn't have cell phones prior to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But when husbands and wives couldn't get in touch with each other,
that's right.
Following 9/11, and when they said, "Oh, are you okay?" They said, "That's it. You're getting your phone." I'm going to have to know where you are. Amen. You think about it. And now here we are 10 years later, even the goldfish has a phone. Everybody in the house has a cell phone. But 9/11, I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people who didn't have cell phones before 9/11. They got them now. The new normal. Code alerts. We didn't have that. Code red, code orange, code this, code that. Amen. That came from 9/11. Amen. The Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
There was no such thing prior to 9/11. We were now in a new normal. And this is what it is, amen. Now you go, you take your plane, flight, amen. Men, you know the drill. Take your belt off, take off your shoes, take off everything, amen. If they had told you that 11 years ago, you would have been upset and highly insulted. Now, it's part of the new norm.
Yeah. Amen.
This is how we live now in the United States of America. Amen. So from a protection standpoint, amen, this country hasn't forgotten anything, and it's reflected in how we're presently living.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's likely to be reflected going into the future. But here's the thing. And this is what God wants to talk to us about. That is, what's true for this nation as far as its own security of its borders and its shores, of how 9/11 changed things and created a new normal,
mm-hmm.
should be true for us as individuals. Amen?
That's right.
There should be a new normal that exists post 9/11 for individuals as well. Think about it. If the leaders of this country, if the police and law enforcement and military, after 9/11, took all of these security measures immediately following 9/11, and then gradually, over a course of time, went back to how they used to conduct things before the attacks, we would say that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
We would say that's a mistake. We would say that they're being foolhardy. Amen. We would say it doesn't make any sense. Because what we would expect was that those events from the past should continue to shape their present and the future. But yet, how many people, amen, are doing the same thing when it comes to something that's more lasting than this nation? Now, I know people are in love with the United States of America, but I have a news bulletin for those who don't know. This country will not last forever. Amen. This world will not last forever.
Amen.
But if for something that is temporary, new normal is in effect, and new security measures are in effect for now and for the foreseeable future, how can we as individuals be less vigilant when it comes to something that is eternal? And that is where we go after we leave this place. Amen? And what has happened is that immediately after 9/11, some people started to take security measures for their soul.
Yes.
They flocked to the church. Amen? I gotta safeguard my soul.
Amen.
But then over the course of time, they ease back into the old norm.
Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And now, don't want to hear about God. Mm-hmm. Nobody's on TV saying we need to pray.
Nope.
God is under attack here in these shores. Amen? Mm-hmm. And isn't that ironic? That the same God who this country called upon when it was under attack, now that it's returned back to its old normal, now has gone back to attacking that same God.
Wow.
But we do it at our peril. Why? Because we're in a new normal. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I believe this, that just as it would be misguided for this nation and the military to return to the old ways of doing things, it's the same thing for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
All those painful experiences that we all felt 10 years ago, it should have pointed people at that point and forever that life is fleeting.
Yes.
And you better take the time that you have to get right with God.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. So yeah, let's reflect on 9/11 and 10 years ago, but let's remember exactly how we responded to that. And then let us look at where we are presently, and let us ask ourselves the question, am I right with God today?
Jesus.
Amen? Because see, that answer is going to directly affect your future. Amen? Where you're going to spend eternity. And the only thing God is saying to us, He's saying to us today is this. If this country is going to take measures, extreme measures, to protect that which is temporary, why should we do anything less to protect that which is eternal?
Amen?
Amen?
That's right.
Welcome to the new normal. Amen? Amen? Because for some reason, you know, we as human beings are kind of, we don't quite make sense.
No.
We know we get sick, but we think we're going to live forever.
Amen.
We know we bleed, but we think we're indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We know on the one hand our frailty. Amen.
Jesus.
We get colds. We go to the doctor. But yet, somewhere in the world, we think nothing will ever happen to us. If anything should have shaken us out of that forever, it was the attacks of September 11th. Things can change in an instant. Amen?
Amen.
You and I aren't guaranteed anything. You're not even guaranteed your next breath.
Amen?
Wow. Amen? And I know you're planning for later this afternoon and for tonight and for tomorrow. Some of you are planning for 2 weeks from now, and somebody's planning for next month. But here's the news. You're not even guaranteed your next breath.
Amen.
Which is why when you get it, you should be saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to get right with God. Amen.
Amen.
That's what, and we need to do it now. And see, here's the thing. Some people after 9/11, listen, even before 9/11, there were plenty of people who were right with God. There were plenty of people who weren't, who got right with God. There were plenty of people who weren't, who said they were going to get right with God, and did.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Because they just went back to the way things have happened. The way things used to happen.
That's right.
And you know, some people didn't, they don't even want to hear this today because, see, as they reflect, they are mad at God. But they say, how could he have let this happen? When evil things happen in the world, people begin to question God.
Yeah.
How could he let this happen? The answer is not as complicated as some people may think. They may not appreciate it, but the answer is this. There's evil in the world.
That's it.
There's sin in the world.
Amen?
Amen? And watch this. God, from the beginning of creation, gave man the gift of free choice.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And when man fell, sin entered the world, and so did evil. And sin, the wages of sin is death, destruction, loss, sadness, sorrow, pain, guilt, all these things. And so when sinful man starts to make free choices, if they follow the evil nature, people get hurt in the process. Death often results.
Yeah.
Amen? But why does God let this happen? There's an inconsistency in the question. And the inconsistency is this. God has given all men free choice. He's even giving you the choice to reject it. And you've exercised that. I don't believe in God. But when you exercise that choice, I didn't hear you saying, why did God allow you to do that?
Amen.
When it comes to free choice, you want God to do something about the exercise of free choice that results in things you don't like. Those men exercised free choice. They did it, and I'm not saying they were right. They were wrong. But they exercised the free choice. They did what was evil, and we said, God, you should have stopped it. But when you want to exercise your free choice to marry who you want to, you don't want God stopping you. When you want to exercise your free choice of where you're going to live, you don't want God stopping you. When you want to exercise your free choice on what makes a marriage, you don't want God stopping you.
Amen.
When it's free choice for you, leave me alone, God. But when it's free choice for someone else that results in evil, you want God to be responsible, but there's an inconsistency.
Yes. Amen.
Do you really want God to stop every... Do you want him to strip free choice? Because if he does, he's going to strip it from mankind. And that's going to include you. You won't be able, you won't be free to decide what you want for lunch.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Evil is in the world. Amen. Evil is in the world. Men, David had it right. And he said, listen, I was conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. Amen. And there's no good thing in the flesh. So the problem is not the free choice, it's the wrongful exercise of it. Because see, God in his word says, I set before you this day, life and death, blessings and curses. And then he says this, choose life. But the choice is up to every man to make. Amen?
Amen.
God points you in the right direction. But he said it's up to you to make the choice.
Amen.
And when the choice is made to choose death over life, to choose cursing over blessing, people get hurt in the process.
Yes.
But you can't say to God, why didn't you do something about it? He did. He gave his word.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, live according to my word. Choose my words that you
and your family, your descendants, may live.
I want you to know that even though this was a horrific thing, and it was a tragic event, it caused so much sorrow, it was evil, I want you to know God is still good.
Amen.
You can't look at this event and then ascribe this to God. God is still good. It's evil in the hearts of men. But here's how good God is. See, because that's part of the sin problem that we have. Where people hate and want to kill and want to destroy. But whose M.O. is that? It's the devil's, amen? Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. That's God's M.O. The devil's M.O. is that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So we have a choice. We have free choice. How did God let it happen? Because of the blessings, free gift he gave to man, a free choice. We have to exercise it properly. Amen. But here's the thing. God knew that we wouldn't exercise this choice. Amen. And in his goodness, he provided a solution to the problem. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, no matter what nation you come from, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He gave his Son to be Savior of the world. Now, here's the thing. While on this earth, you and I may not be able to escape all of the evil consequences of man's evil choices. Amen? Mm-hmm. When that man decides he's going to drink too much, and he's going to smoke too much, and he's going to run through the stop sign, somebody innocent might get hurt.
Yeah.
Amen? When someone wants to decide that they're going to strap a bomb to themselves and go into a crowded area, amen, and detonate themselves and kill innocent people, somebody's going to be hurt by those evil choices, amen?
Right.
And you can't say that can never happen to me any more than anybody can say that, amen? Because, listen, we're in this world, we're not of this world, but we're in it. And in this world, there's some evil, there's some people making evil choices. So you and I may not be able to shield ourselves from all the evil consequences in this world, but there is one thing we can do. We can secure our eternal future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what we can do. So listen, Homeland Security, praise the Lord for them. Amen. Code red, code orange, praise the Lord for it. Those TSAs and all the work they're doing at the airport, praise the Lord for them. But how many of you know, they can't stop at all the evil that lurks in the heart of man. And don't you get to the point and think, oh, I think I'm fine. You know, there's no police out here. Then. Police were working on 9/11 2001, too.
Amen. That's right.
FBI was working then, too. Military was on their post, too. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Don't get a false sense of security on something that is, by definition, temporary.
Amen.
But you can have a blessed assurance of your eternal destination, amen.
Yes.
Of your eternal salvation,
amen.
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 You can have a blessed assurance about that.
Amen.
And so we look back, amen, and we remember but our hearts ache this morning for all of those who have gone back to the old way of doing things. They had an opportunity to embrace the new normal.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're not talking about the security measures here on our shores. We're talking about the security measure that's found in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's eternal. Amen. That's eternal. And the prayer today is that as people reflect back on 9/11, they will remember how vulnerable they felt.
Amen.
How powerless you were. Right. What are you going to do now?
Right.
You can't even get home from Manhattan.
Jesus.
everything was shut down.
Yes.
You couldn't even fly. They took every plane out of the sky.
Yes.
They grounded every plane across the country. You with your independent, self-assured self.
Amen.
That's how we all walk around. Amen?
Yes.
We get in our cars, put our sunglasses on, take on a new persona. We bad. We cool. Amen? But we're vulnerable. We're in need of a Savior.
Amen.
To protect us totally from the evil that exists in this world. Yeah, you may be a consequence of, or suffer the consequences of the evil here, but God has a blessed destination for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I go to prepare a place, I'm coming back again that I may receive you to myself. Amen?
Yes.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. Amen?
Amen.
God has prepared a place for His children that you can count on no matter what comes your way in this earth. So, yeah, we reflect on 9/11. And we should remember all those who lost their lives and the families that have been affected. I mean, I saw some of the stories. I'm sure some of you have been seeing some of it over the last couple of days. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Amen? I was watching something the other night, and I caught myself. I was so engrossed in what I was watching that I caught myself, and I realized I was watching like this. I just couldn't believe it.
Wow.
The horror. You know what I mean? When you see that second plane just come with such an evil intent into the building, it's unspeakable. And you see the desperation and the pain on people's faces, and even for the survivors who are talking 10 years later, who can't get the sentence out, you just feel the depth of their loss and their pain. This is real stuff, amen?
Yeah.
This is real. And we're not trying to say, like some people say, this is a wake-up call for America. No, God is always sending out the call.
Yes, he is.
Amen? God doesn't wait for these events to call you unto Himself. God is always sending out the call.
Mm-hmm.
In your prosperity, He's sending the call out. Amen? But as we reflect, and as people reflect, I'm praying that they will remember, if they haven't made that choice to secure where they're going, let that be part of your testimony, your 9/11 testimony. In the aftermath of this, I got myself right with God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. I wasn't living my old normal way anymore. You know, relying on myself and thinking that I was, you know, had it all together and I didn't need anybody telling me what to do and I didn't need God. No, that was my old normal.
Amen.
Following 9/11, I embraced the new normal. Amen.
Amen.
Because I embraced the free gift of salvation that God offers through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And for those who are already saved, or who got saved since then, maybe it wasn't because of 9/11, maybe just because you answered God's call on a Saturday in 2005 that had nothing to do with nothing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody who is saved, be careful. Because if you don't continue to work on your relationship with God, it's the same thing as if Homeland Security then starts taking steps back and not watching the borders anymore. It's the same if the folks in the airline aren't watching anymore. Let you just go through with yourself. Amen? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you'll be back to the old normal. There are people who are saved right now who embraced the new normal at one point, but they stopped working on their relationship with God, and now they're looking up, and things look pretty much the same like it was before you got saved. How did that happen?
Wow.
You let your guard down.
Yeah.
Boy, when you embraced the new normal when you got saved, you know what you did?
Man, you were reading. Mm. You were praying. Mm-hmm. You were changing. You were happy to forgive somebody. Yeah. And you wanted to show them that you were different. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Amen. You loved what God was doing for you and in you. Your heart was changing. You were changing. Your speech was changing. You were singing different songs.
Wow.
You were happy about it. You embraced that new normal. But if you don't remain vigilant, the same way this country needs to remain vigilant, you can find yourself slipping back into a vulnerable point again where you're more susceptible to the attacks of the enemy. Yeah. Amen? There are people now who don't read as much as they used to. You don't pray as much. No, because you got other stuff to do now. Amen? You got other stuff. You got recreation. You got fun. You got jobs. You got ministry. Watch out for ministry. Amen? You're doing so much ministry that you ain't even in touch with God no more.
Jesus.
Do you understand what I'm saying, bro? You can be so busy doing things for God that you don't have time to pray and read and fast and meditate and be quiet before Him. And so you just out there doing what you think needs to be done in the name of the Lord. Be careful, amen. Because you might find yourself that instead of changing with the new normal that you at one time embraced, you slowly but surely got back to what you used to do.
Wow.
Answer me this. Are you still as forgiving as you were when you first started learning about forgiveness? You were determined to forgive. When Jesus said 70 times 7, you go, oh, okay, that's serious. Now you start having all kinds of reasons about it. Now, you know, I'm tired of sitting here and she always doing it. Whoa! That sounds like old normal.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't want to be, just because you're on your way to heaven, we sung it today, on my way to heaven, but I shall not be moved. Yeah, you shouldn't be moved by the enemy. But you should be moving forward with God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You should be getting better. You should be getting stronger. Amen? You should be embracing the new normal more and more and more.
Amen.
Don't let your guard down.
Amen.
Because if you can see the wisdom in this country forever keeping her guard up against future attacks, then you must understand the same thing applies to you. Has the devil retired?
No.
Has he crossed you off your list of people he's going to come after?
No.
Then you better stay vigilant. Amen?
Amen.
You better continue to embrace the new normal.
Amen.
Because otherwise, you're going to let your guard down and you're going to be doing all these religious things, like coming to church. Like testifying, like singing. And it's going to have all the form of godliness, but no power.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
We got to continue to embrace the new normal. Amen?
Amen?
So even if you're saved, ask yourself, have I in any way returned to the old normal? Amen?
Amen.
I know I'm saved now. And I know I love church now, but am I doing any of the old normal stuff?
Yes. Amen.
See, when I first got saved, I put away my cigarettes and my drink. When I first got saved, I wanted to live holy for God. And then I got smart. Then I got religious. Then I got wisdom. Then I started saying things like, well, there's nowhere in the Bible that says I can't smoke.
Oh,
Jesus. And next thing you know, you smoke in the case. Well, I just smoke when I need to relax.
Oh,
Before, you got your relaxation by enjoying the peace of God.
Wow.
But now you're going back to the old normal, amen?
Mm.
Before, oh, you stopped playing lottery.
Okay.
I'm trusting the Lord. Now things are a little bit tight. Pick six. Do you understand what God is saying? You've got to keep your guard up.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will leave the new normal and go back to the old normal. Listen, here's the thing. And we're going to close here. God is offering to everyone a return to the new normal. Because, see, the new normal is really the original normal that we found in Genesis chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And the only reason why it's new for us is because we were born in sin.
Yep.
Amen? We were born in sin, born in iniquity, with all the evil and all the things that come with it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But through Jesus, He gives us an opportunity for what? A new birth. And with that new birth comes the gift of the new normal, which really is the normal from the very beginning.
Amen.
A perfect relationship with God, with nothing anymore in the way. Amen?
Amen.
Where we can be on one page with God, like Adam. We can never return to that. No, that's God's plan. That's God's plan, amen? That's the work that He started in you, which He promised He's going to complete. Amen? Oh, that's the plan. The plan is to get you and I back to that perfect relationship where He said, what do you think? And we say, oh, I think that. He goes, that's exactly right. Amen? Because we're on the same page with God. Amen?
That's right.
We're not hiding. Where we can stand before Him naked but not ashamed. Amen? That's what God has given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. A new birth that leads to a new normal. But really it's a return to the original normal. Amen?
Amen.
But we need to leave behind this world and its values and its thoughts and all their things. Amen?
Okay.
So as we reflect on 9/11, let us be earnestly praying for those, amen, who need to embrace the new normal that God is offering. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
He's saying, I have the solution to this sin-sick world. Amen. You've been living your life a certain way with fear and anxiety. You've been hustling and trying to keep up with the Joneses. And you have this empty place that can't be filled with goods and money and accolades and accomplishments and all these things. That's not where it's going to be found. It's going to be found in a restored relationship with Me. And He's offering that. Amen. Always offering. I'm just praying that now when people's sensitivities are awakened as they reflect on their past, that as they reflect, they'll look at their present and say, where am I in my relationship with God? And that then they will make the choice today to do something about their future. Don't remember the past just for past sake, amen? Remember, look at it and say, am I where I'm supposed to be right now? Amen. And if you don't know God, get to know Him today. Invite Jesus into your life and into your heart, and then begin living according to the Word of God.
That's it.
And if you do know Jesus today, don't start slacking now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't start slacking now. It's still cold red.
Amen.
Amen. The blood is still flowing to protect you from the evil of this world. And so you got to keep making sure you're covered by the blood. Strengthen your relationship with God, amen? Because you embrace the new normal, but if you're not careful, you can go back to the old normal.
Amen?
Amen?
Right.
And that would be one of the worst testimonies anybody could have. So continue work on your relationship with God, amen. Pray for those who don't know, amen. Pray that right now, if people are reflecting on 9/11, that
that there will be a great reawakening of need for God and for the gift of salvation. Let's pray that those who are unsaved and even those who are saved will press through and embrace the gift of the new normal. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's stand and pray today. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your word.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we just ask you on today to comfort the hearts of those who lost loved ones in the terrorist attacks.
Yes, Father.
Father, we're praying for this country, Lord. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for our men and women, for children, for families.
Yes, Father.
We pray for comfort and strength, for peace and for joy. Father, we're praying that you will manifest your presence and that you will provide help that is needed, mercy and grace,
yes,
that you will show your loving kindness.
Yes, Father.
Father, we know that there is evil in this world, but you remain good.
Yes.
And so, Father, we continue to focus on your goodness despite all of the things that may be going on.
Yes.
And God, we're asking you today that as we all reflect as a nation, as we reflect individually, God, that you will touch our hearts and rekindle that spirit within all of us, the saved and the unsaved,
yes,
to embrace your Son, the Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Father.
Father, we're praying right now for every man and woman and child who is not saved. Father, we're praying that you, according to your will, because Father, you said that you do not want one person to perish.
Yes.
Neither do we, God. And so, Father, we're praying for the soul salvation of everyone, God.
Yes, Father.
Father, we thank you now for those who are going to be saved today and in the days ahead, Lord.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we're praying for those who are already saved, who may have let their guard down.
Yes.
They embraced the new normal, but Father, they started to slowly but surely go back to the old ways of doing things. Father, we're praying right now for a recommitment. We're praying, oh God, for a revival, for a renewal of commitment unto you, God.
Yes, Father.
That they may truly embrace and walk in the new normal that is theirs through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now for your goodness in the earth.
Yes.
And we lift up our hands and our hearts unto you, God. And we give you praise because, God, you are good. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation as available to all, courtesy of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, we love you.
We love you, Lord.
And we praise you today. In Jesus' name.